The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, it's a lot of football talk. A lot of just general fun talk. That's just how we roll. Got a lot more planned for you this hour. Should be fun. I was just telling you off air, I had a pretty good bet on Team North America to beat Sweden today, and they just did it in overtime. So I just wanted to be able to chant, TNA, TNA. I haven't done that since I was like 18.
No. Why do you want to do that?
I just want to.
Okay.
Just wanted to. All right, so Astros are still winning too. So 5-2 currently. And trying to finish off their sweep. We'll see how that 5-3 now, excuse me. Colin McHugh started today, two earned runs in 5 2/3 innings.
Solid already day in the for him.
Yeah, and the only thing that worries me about the Astros is if who's going to pitch if they get in the playoffs. I saw a thing saying that Keuchel and McCullers wouldn't return unless they made the playoffs.
I don't think they return if they make the playoffs.
Well, even if they did.
You trust them?
No, not off of that kind of layoff. I mean, you're looking at guys that essentially it's spring training for them. And I think it's going to make it really difficult.
Yeah.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So do we have somebody answering the phones now, John, so you don't have to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who is it?
Cameron.
Oh, okay. What was he doing?
He's usually here doing network spots and whatnot.
Got the day off today?
No. No, he was done for the day, but decided to help us out.
Good for him.
Well, that's nice of him. So you guys be nice to Cameron. I will, I'm just going to spare you some calling in to try to ask some questions like dumb things that we've answered 100 times. Like, will Dak Prescott still be the starter when Tony Romo returns? If that's your call, don't waste your time because we're not going to put you on. And he's screening you for that. So that's one. What's the other one that we've gotten like 500 times? That's the main one. It's just like, really, guys? Let's just back off of that. I wanted to get some NCAA football lines, but I'm having trouble getting my computer up here. Wonder what's going on with this.
Your new computer, it's already breaking down on you.
No, it's not the computer. It's the browser. It's just going really slow. It's Chrome. I blame Chrome.
You want me to give you the lines?
No, I've got them. All right, we'll start here. Tomorrow night, Clemson at Georgia Tech. This is one of those home dogs, Georgia Tech +9.5. Boy, I wish it was outside of 10. I'd feel better.
It probably will finish outside of 10, and if it does, I'll probably be on that game.
On Georgia Tech?
Yeah.
Yeah, they play pretty good defense.
In fact, both my books have it at 10 right now.
Okay. Well, it's 9.5 on my bookie. I'm kind of with you. I'm going to watch that line. If it gets over 10, I'm probably going that way as well. SMU +21 at home against TCU on a Friday night.
That's not really a home field advantage for SMU. I think it's a get-right day for TCU. I think they come out swinging.
TCU's defense is not good, but I think you're right. I think they're going to punish SMU. And, yeah, I not for me. The USC getting +3 at Utah game.
Utah -3.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I just think SC is bad.
I think Utah's pretty decent, too.
And only a 3-point favorite at home. I look at some of the Saturday games. Army minus 13.5 against Buffalo.
Army's good. I'm not willing to give up two touchdowns with those guys.
I'll tell you a game I'm looking at. East Carolina plus 10 at Virginia Tech.
Okay.
East Carolina, just all they do is beat ACC teams.
Yeah.
And all they do is cover against Power 5 teams. So that's one I'll keep an eye on. Michigan minus 19 against Penn State. Do you have an over-under number on that?
56.5.
I might be tempted to take that. I noticed they jumped at a good 7 points last week, and it looks like it's going to be about that number again. Michigan's offense is underrated, man.
Yeah, they're good, man.
They can put up points. And their defense hasn't been quite as locked down as it was last year yet. I think it will be.
I'll give you a number that jumped out at me.
Okay.
How is Rice an 8-point favorite over anyone?
Yeah.
Minus 8 against North Texas. North Texas is bad.
Yeah.
But 8 points, Rice, really? Nope.
I wouldn't play that just because I know North Texas is bad and I know Rice is bad.
Your Baylor Bears minus 7.5.
Boy, that number's Oak State. That number's come down. It opened at 10. I kind of liked Oak State at 10. I still kind of like Oak State outside of 7. I think Okie State's going to be able to score with these guys. I think Baylor wins, but I think it's. I don't see them blowing them out.
I like Duke plus 22 against Notre Dame.
I don't mind that.
I like the Western Kentucky Hill Toppers minus a touchdown against Vanderbilt.
Yeah, Western Kentucky is one of my favorite teams to play.
Who else am I liking this week? I think A&M wins that game. 6 points seems like a lot for two teams that look about even to me.
Well,
and it's a neutral site game.
The thing that concerns me, and I did this weird stat last week while you were gone, about Arkansas in games decided by 8 points or less.
Mm-hmm.
And before, when Bielema first started, they were like 0-12 in those games. And since they've gone 5-1. So they've learned how to win close games.
Yeah.
So if it winds up being inside of 6, Arkansas is probably winning the game. So that's one that seems like a lot of points to me. I think A&M wins, but not going to shock me if Arkansas wins that football game.
How about Georgia plus a touchdown against Mississippi?
See, I think that number's perfect. I think Mississippi's a touchdown better than Georgia. And I could see it. That's just one I don't really have a strong opinion on because I could see it going either way.
Well, how about another SEC game that's a touchdown spread? Tennessee minus 7 hosting Florida.
I'm more interested in the under in that game.
Okay. 43.5, the number I've got here.
Yeah. Florida, I think if I were playing it, I'd probably take Florida to cover that because I'm not that blown away by Tennessee. But the quarterback issue at Florida just got worse. So.
And here's what I look at as the trap line of the day. Florida State minus 6.5 at South Florida. And I know people are seeing that and they're going to go.
I'm seeing 5.5 right here.
Okay. Yeah. People are seeing
perfect.
That and they're going to go, oh, yeah. This is me warning you. Nope. Wouldn't do it. Don't do it. That looks like the wackiest line on the board. That don't do it.
South Florida's a good football team.
Yep.
They play really good defense. It's at South Florida. And keep in mind, this would be, when you're a team like South Florida, this would be like UT coming to play Houston. You know, they're going to be as jacked as they're going to possibly get. A good team at that level going in to play one of them.
How about Tiger on Tiger crime, LSU minus 3.5 at Auburn?
Give me Auburn plus 3.5.
I think I'm with you.
I outside of 3 points.
It seems weird.
It does.
Cal at Arizona State. A, the over, 82.5.
Yeah.
B, I think I like Arizona State. Cal coming off a big win. This, as far as a spot play, it seems like this is a good spot for Arizona State.
Yeah, that's one of those high wins for Cal. And even though this is a conference game, I think there's got to be a little bit of a letdown.
And here's my other one where the line looks kind of like a sucker line. and you might actually be against me on this one, based on our discussion of rankings yesterday. It seems really easy to say Stanford minus four against UCLA at UCLA.
See, I'm seeing minus three now.
Okay.
And see, that brings up a great point, because both of those lines you brought up have come down.
Yeah. Shop lines, by the way.
Yeah.
That's why I put my pretend money in multiple websites so I can line shop. Because if you've just got one number and that's the only number available to you, you're not always going to get the best number. It's impossible.
See, to me, three is the perfect number in that game. That's why I wouldn't mess with it. I think because it's at UCLA, you figure 3-point advantage for home field. I think Stanford's 6 points better than UCLA, so that number is exactly right. I won't touch it because I can see UCLA winning that game.
I kind of like UCLA, and like I said, especially if I'm getting four.
Yeah, if you're getting four, absolutely.
So, yeah, a lot of interesting games this weekend, much different than last weekend last weekend wasn't the bad
last
one.
Weekend
2 weeks was bad.
Yeah, two weeks ago was tough, but last weekend was actually good matchups.
Yeah, we're getting into a lot of the conference play now.
Yeah, and we're starting to get a body of work on these teams. And one thing I would just say, keep an eye out for quarterback injuries, because that can impact lines, especially when you start getting into like Conference USA and stuff like that. Then, yeah, those kind of things can make a huge difference. All right, 713-780-ESPN. We'll zip through some more of the odds calls next segment. We'll get you guys on, see what you want to chat about. We're happy to...
You know what I want to chat about, Fred?
What do you want to chat about?
How you can save some money. I want you to save money. And if you've got old aluminum or wooden windows in your house, you're letting money fly out the window. Like, literally, it's going out the window. Because if the never-ending summers here in Houston are not cheap on your AC bill. And that's why I love these Window World windows. Not only do they provide the premium quality replacement windows at a great price, but their energy-saving windows are made right here in America. They carry the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. They've become the country's number one window company by offering a lifetime warranty, a higher quality product, and a low price that starts at just $189. And the first step to reducing your energy bills, calling Window World of Houston to schedule your free written estimate. Absolutely no hassles, no high pressure. It's a free estimate, guys. They're going to come out. They're going to tell you what it costs to do. If you don't like it, no problem. If you do, they'll finish the job in about a day. That's their average job time. Call 713-439-1172 or go to windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or online at windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
Stay sportsy. I'm going to get this guy down. I promise you. Sports! Okay. 713-780-ESPN's your number, but we've lost our guy had to leave, so Jong's back on the phones. So if you're on hold now, we're gonna get you on. We're gonna blitz through these. After that, we got plenty of stuff. We'll just take it from there. Does that sound fair?
Sounds good.
All right, so let's go with JT. What's up, JT?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, so just real quick on the Brett Bielema being 5-1 in games decided by 8 points or less, I'm wondering how you came to that conclusion with A&M beating him the last 2 years in overtime, two games decided by 7 points. I'll hang up and listen.
Because the first one was part of the 0-12. That's 2 years ago. This is last year and over last season and this season so far. That's how it was come up with.
Okay, I mean, we'll take it, but we'll go ahead and say book it for an A&M win here, and Arkansas can just keep going on with the business, and all right.
Thanks for the call.
Well, listen, I mean, if gambling was about your favorite team always winning, that would be really great.
Yeah, it would.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
And basically, that stat came from ESPN last week, and The point is, and the point,
and I kind of do think Aggie can win.
I think they will win.
If I had to pick a winner, I would pick Aggie. But if you're going to give me 6 points, I'll probably take Arkansas because I think those teams are really even.
Yeah, but if you're an A&M fan, that's great. But don't come trying to dispute something that has nothing to do with the game, really, other than point is that they win close games now that they didn't when he first started there. That's the point I was making. So if it winds up being a close game, they're going to have a better chance of winning than they did 2 years ago.
Yep.
Guess what the one was in that 5-1?
The Aggie one?
Yeah. I'm not really sure what that was about, but okay. Thanks for the call. We'll try Zach. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call. Quick question about a standard league. I need a quarterback for week 3. My options are Flacco, Tannehill, Winston, or Fitzpatrick with the Jets.
I like Flacco this week. I mean, after watching what Phillip Rivers did to Jacksonville last week, I think Flacco is probably the safest bet there.
Casey. What's up, Casey?
What's up, man?
Hey, sports.
Hey, what are the odds that Edelman passes for more yards than he receives for Thursday night?
I'm going to go about 10%.
Because basically you're just...
I mean, it's an emergency if that happens.
If Brissett gets hurt, then that's what would happen. So I find it intriguing they trust him enough to be... You know, if they do wind up having to play him at quarterback, you're going to see a lot of read option.
And a lot of, just running the ball in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's strange that they brought in guys like T.J. Yates and then said, nah, we're good. I mean, not that T.J. Yates is good, but...
He's functional, but could he learn enough to even go in and play Thursday night in 3 days with no experience in that offense, really? Although, I guess technically he's got experience in Bill O'Brien's offense, which theoretically would be close. All right, Sean.
Hey.
Hey, sports.
What's up, guys? Hey, what are the odds that the Doodle Browns are going to have more wins than starting QBs this year?
They're going to be on.
They're on their third already.
Number 3. I'm going to go about 1%.
Yeah, because I think they're going to wind up playing 2 more quarterbacks before it's all said and done. Yeah, and they're not winning 5 games.
I don't think they're going to come close. I think if you stopped it now, I don't think they win 3 games.
No, I don't think they do either. So,
are the 49ers on their schedule?
Don't think so.
Boy, I don't think much of the Dolphins.
But
I like the Dolphins way more than the Browns.
If you remember before the season, the Browns were not favoring a single game.
So. Yeah. Dude, I'm looking at their schedule. I see, okay, let's say, if I had to pick the 4 games they're most likely to win, it's at Miami, at Washington, at Tennessee, or at Buffalo. The 4 easiest games they've got are all road games. That's not a good sign. I mean,
I would have thought Philadelphia would have been on that list too, and they got run out of the building there.
Man, their home schedule, Baltimore, which they just lost, New England, Jets, Cowboys, Steelers, Giants, Bengals, Chargers. I don't think they're going to win a single game at home.
Especially with Cody Kessler now playing quarterback.
It's a disaster.
832 says, you mean Yates has experience in Patriots South offense, Fred.
That's why
exactly.
That's why ESPN.com will tell you that there are almost 10,000 seats available starting at $14 for Browns home games.
God, I wonder how many seats are available for Browns Dolphins. I bet you there's a bunch.
Well, it's at Miami.
The Dolphins have.
There's over 3,500 available for that game still. The best part is the Browns lost all 4 of their preseason games. It'd be so great if they played 20 games in a calendar year and didn't win one of them.
Wow. Well, it's
possible.
It is possible.
I'll say this already. Way more likely the Browns don't win a game than anyone goes 16-0.
Oh, yeah.
Way
absolutely.
More likely. The Browns are that bad.
Someone had asked earlier, and I didn't get around to it, but... It's 3J on Twitter. So what are the odds people stop watching football if Colin doesn't stop the protesting? Yahoo did a study on it. I don't know what study they did, but I'll be, from my perspective, I don't watch the anthem anyway. I don't care. When the games start on Sunday, That's when I turn on the TV. And I'm not going to stop watching because I don't really pay attention. They made their point. They can do what they want. Colin can do what he wants. I don't care. I'm going to watch the game. I'm interested in the game. I'm not interested in the sideshow crap. But if people are and that turns them off, no. I think it has more to do with other devices and the way that we engage in our viewing now. And in a lot of ways, especially with NFL, man, I record a lot of these games if I'm going to be out doing something, especially Thursday night games. I'll record them and watch them later. That knocks your ratings down. Sometimes Sunday nights, I pass out from drinking too much, so I'll watch the game later. These things happen.
Dude, did you hear this? Bluebell's they've got another recall?
No. I was just about to jump back into Bluebell.
Bluebell's once again issued a recall over listeria concerns.
Oh, geez, man. What the hell?
The recall includes more than 1,900 cases of ice cream shipped to Brenham, Texas, and Sylacauga, Alabama plants. The products produced with the chocolate chip cookie dough were distributed to Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. So basically, they were trying to poison the SEC. But they've got a code on the bottom. So if you, I don't think any of it's in Texas, but if you got some of this Bluebell ice cream chocolate chip cookie dough flavor, you might die from it. I would Google before you eat it.
Oh, man.
The company said there have been no reports of illness, and the recall was done out of an abundance of caution, which I guess they probably should be cautious because they just paid damn near $1 million and shut down Bluebell for 6 months. But, yeah, that ain't good. Bluebell needs to get their act together.
I don't know how that keeps happening, man.
I don't know. They said it's from a third party.
Course, it's always a third party. Come on.
But dude, I mean,
that's on you. That's on you. You got to stop this.
Be careful what you're using.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
Lamont said initially, I thought the Niners would suck, but I'm not so sure. I'm positive they suck. I mean, they don't have any good players. There's no way they cannot suck. Do they suck worse than the Browns? I don't think so.
No, because they have a win. And I don't know that the Browns are ever going to get a win. So there's that.
But make no mistake, the 49ers still suck. I mean, they're not good. They may be better than Browns level, but they're not good.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
Fred, you know what's going on Saturday?
What's going on
Saturday? Out on the Kima Boardwalk.
I think there's some beer going on there.
There's going to be a lot of beer. It's the Kima Boardwalk Craft Beer Festival is going on. That's this Saturday, September 24th. Over 24 breweries sampling over 72 different craft beers. Breweries include Ballast Point, Bear Republic, Blue Moon, Fireman's, Freetail, Galveston Island, Independence, Carbach, Rogue, St. Arnold, Southern Star. A bunch of great beer out there. Over 72 different beers out there. Tickets are $44.95 in advance. You can buy them online at KimaBeerFest.com. Military, you guys are $39.95 on site. Tickets not only include all that beer, they include giveaways, beer brats, and live music from a couple of American blues rock bands. The Fabulous Thunderbirds play from 3 to 4:30, and the Slags are on from 5:30 to 9:30. A four-hour set for the Slags, Fred. That seems like a long day for them, but hey, God bless them. A lot of beer going to be drank, a lot of music, a lot of food. Going to be a good time out there on the Kima Boardwalk. It's KimaBeerFest.com. You can get tickets for the Kima Boardwalk Craft Beer Festival. That's KimaBeerFest.com.
Listening to The Blitz.
Hey guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, your number. I get a quick plug for the website. We have a beer review of Crunkin' Punkin' from Carbach on there. So, partnering up with Beer Chronicle, they're doing some reviews for us. I'm thinking of doing one myself this weekend. So.
All right.
And
starting next month, I'll have fantasy football rankings for you.
Cannot wait. So, HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. Check it out. Also, I post something every day. It's kind of just a roundup of things that are happening in Houston sports. Today, you'll have to skip down past the hockey for those of you who don't care about hockey, but I actually did an analysis of why the USA sucks. And
the hockey team?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were going anti-American.
No. I want them to not suck.
Okay.
So, and I just was showing off that I know hockey. It's okay. I even put on there, just skip down if you're not a hockey fan, because I had lots of good Astros and Texan stuff on there, too, and just general weird stuff. Can I rant about something for a second?
Sure.
Because it's one of those things that drives me nuts, where I saw somebody on Twitter yesterday. I can't remember who it was. It was somebody at another station saying, so-and-so is the best running back in the NFL. That's not opinion. It's a fact.
Who was it?
I can't remember. I saw it and it was in
you
the
middle
of. You
don't remember who the best running back in the NFL
is? No, because here's my point. It's not a fact. It is an opinion. And people just spout crap out as facts. And yeah, that's one thing. I hope we do pretty well. Say, it's my opinion. It can be wrong. You try to have an opinion based on facts. You try to bring facts to the equation. But if you're telling people your opinion is a fact, honestly, man, people are doing that in all walks of life now. Oh, no, that's a fact. Well, and then they start twisting it. Well, if you think this, then you're this. That's a fact. No, it's a freaking opinion. And we're supposed to have opinions, and we're supposed to have discourse on those opinions.
Right.
And I bring my facts to the table, and you bring your facts to the table, and some of the better shows we had of when we've gone at it over stuff. And they're just opinions. They're difference of opinions.
I like when you throw in the word discourse.
Well, discourse, sometimes dickweed. I get confused. Yeah. But, no, some of those things that we – and when we get into them, it's legitimate and it's organic. It's not we plan to have this argument before the show. But we'll get into it because they're strong opinions, and we try to back them up with facts. And I hate that people do that. And I heard – because I've been listening to a lot of Sirius XM lately, and I heard a commercial for one of the shows on, I guess, Mad Dog Radio, and it was like, we want to hear what you feel, not what you think. Man, that is the exact opposite of what we should be doing. What you feel should be based on what you think. If we're just going to go with feelings and, well, you know what, AJ? I feel like the Texans are going to beat the Patriots 48-0. I don't have to think. I can just feel it.
What do you think? Like, why do you think that? Oh no, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. I feel
what
it.
You feel.
John Oliver did one of these things on feelings. When the Republican National Convention was coming on,
did he?
I think Newt Gingrich said, "I feel like the crime rate in America has skyrocketed," and the CNN was like, "You do realize the FBI had this poll out that said around the nation crime has decreased over the last like 5-10 years, whatever it goes." No, but if you talk to people, they feel like they're in more danger, and they're like, no, that's not facts. And he's like, no, but I feel like, I'm like, oh, my God.
I must have missed that one. But, yeah, that's, if they're doing, see, if they're doing that politics, that's even worse.
Yeah, I think they're getting it from Donald Trump, because Donald Trump says that he feels like, you know, everything he says is feeling.
Okay, I don't want to sound like I'm defending Donald Trump, but he didn't start this. All these people are doing it.
Well, I think he's perpetuating.
Well, all these politicians are doing it. You know what he did? He just took off the filter. He said, I don't care. I'm not going to pretend to hide behind something. And, you know, for better or worse, but that's, you know, that's not what we should be. I mean, yeah, we should have feelings. You know what we should feel? Like we should feel good about the hot chick across the street. Or we should feel good about our dog.
Yeah. You always know what to feel good about.
Yeah. Ice cream when it's not giving us Listeria.
That's true.
Good beer. Like, I feel like this beer tastes good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fact. This beer tastes good. Even in that, like, there's some beers you love, right? Yeah. It just tastes fantastic. And for me, I'll take one sip and go, and not for me.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's a difference of opinion. It's not a fact that that's a great beer. It's an opinion. A lot of people share that it's a great beer. Mott says all of sports is subjective in opinions. Even statistically, you can...
Even what's a catch and what's not a catch.
Well, God, that's not even subjective. That's that's guesswork, brother. But
it's an opinion.
But even the Philip Rivers thing I brought up yesterday from Pro Football Focus, I don't know how you can look at that and then try to put a statistical analysis together that says that's a bad football game. That's an opinion based on your statistics, which are very subjective.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to rant about that for a little bit.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you took the time to rant.
Just wanted to share. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Robert, I feel like the Astros are better than the Rangers.
Yeah. That's an opinion, I guess.
Oh, man.
I
wish I could remember who that was.
Actually, I think that is a fact that they're not. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what a fact is anymore, but
no, I wish
I'm
pretty
certain.
I wish I could remember who said that because I would have said who it was. King of the North says, remember that psycho furniture guy who owned the Comets at one time that said, that's a fact, Jack. Hashtag facts. I vaguely remember that. Not in great detail, but I do vaguely remember that. Did you see Andy Reid basically said Charles James flopped on the kickoff return?
I didn't see that.
He basically went through and said, in basketball, that would be a flop. And that he basically turned his back on the guy and fell down on his own. So it came off as kind of bitter.
Sour grapes.
Yeah. I would be sour, too, because that play had nothing to do with him breaking that touchdown. And I always hate that when you get a kick return and you get a penalty that has nothing to do with the play. And that's what happened, and I think that's really what he's mad about. But he was all bitter old coach about it. He says, if it was basketball, it probably would have been ruled as a flop. He knew he was outflanked, so he literally flopped. I'm not sure he used literally right there. Nelson put his hands out, put him down, and the kid just jumped into his body. I guess, obviously from the official's perspective, it didn't look like that. James said, I got blocked in my back. So you get blocked in your back and you fall. Nah, man, this ain't basketball. It's kind of hard to flop in football.
No, not really.
No, I'll disagree with that, too.
It's entirely possible.
I watched it again a few times. I couldn't tell from me because of where it was in the recording.
Right.
It was just kind of hard to tell. And more importantly, they need to be worried about their kick coverage. They need to get that fixed.
It ain't good. Special teams in general, not great.
No, they're not. Yeah, a couple people sent me the last week tonight segment. I'll have to watch it later. I can't really watch it during the game, but thanks for sharing. And I'm kind of behind on what's left of my TV.
I'm behind on a lot of TV.
Once football starts, I haven't watched John Oliver since he came back. I've still got like two or three Mr. Robots that I haven't finished. I'm kind of hosed here, and there's more stuff about the start because I'm going to watch that Westworld on HBO.
I still haven't finished Narcos season two. So I'm on like episode 6 or 7 of it.
So I have season one ready to go, but I haven't watched that yet. So I feel like Charles.
Not enough hours in the day.
I feel like Charles James did a flop on that kickoff return.
No, that's a fact.
Fact or opinion?
Everyone's getting that confused.
Fact or opinion? AJ has a huge freaking head.
Relative to whose head, though? I mean,
well, that's the thing. If
relative to a baby head, yeah, I've got a huge head. Relative to Kirstie Alley. No, I've got like a normal size head.
Relative to John Elway? No, yeah. You have a small head. So, again, you can't just go with that.
Yeah. By the way, quit judging my head size, you.
It's not boy, for- boy, one Photoshop thing and the whole world goes crazy. So, 713's. Jose, I feel like the guy AJ fought was a better fighter.
Well.
Well played. You know what? He did, too.
I thought he was better. Yeah, he still thinks he's better.
Lamont, I feel like it's 62 degrees right now. Yeah, everybody's got it. Playing along.
Everybody gets the game.
Exactly. I feel like the Longhorns are number two.
That's a fact.
That is a fact. Yeah, that's not. Longhorns should be number two.
They should be number two. Not that they are. But it's a fact that they should be.
Exactly.
I heard it from someone who knows.
God. You know what? I'm going to... Because... And Jong, I'm not going to do more than... I'm going to do like third caller. Does that sound cool? because I know you're by yourself.
Yep, that's good.
For a $50 gift card and come visit the new Baybrook Mall for all your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs. It's the center of activity, whether it's shopping in one or all of 150-plus stores, dining at one of the 9 full-service restaurants, or enjoying a movie at Star Cinema Grill. Baybrook Mall offers an unparalleled experience as the ultimate shopping, dining, and entertainment destination in Southeast Houston, featuring Zara, Echo, Fitterman, Sports Memorabilia, Fitterman Sports Memorabilia, Our House, Kendra Scott, Sur La Table, Z Gallery, plus coming soon, Re, Grand Opening, Dick's Sporting Goods, Field & Stream, Golf Galaxy, October 21st Grand Opening, Container Store, November 12th Grand Opening. Call our 3 at 713-780-3776. Or really the first one that Jong picks up, because there's already more than 3 calls. You win the gift card.
Sweet.
Taking
we'll be
care
out
of the
there
people.
Tomorrow.
Yes, we will be out there tomorrow. And we will see how things go. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. I feel like there'll be a gym of the day.
Okay. I won't dispute that, but...
Could be wrong.
You could be wrong.
I could be. No, it's a fact, AJ. There will be a gym of the day.
Okay. That's a bold move, but I'll take your word for it.
I'm going to come back and not have one. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Violent crime is down. The economy is ticking up.
It is not down in the biggest cities.
Violent crime, murder rate is down.
Then how come it's up in Chicago, up in Baltimore, and up in Washington?
There are pockets where certainly we have not tackled
your national capital, your third biggest city.
But violent crime across the country is down.
The average American, I will bet you this morning, does not think crime is down, does not think they are safer.
But it is. We are safer, and it is down.
No, that's your view. I just told no.
These are the national FBI facts.
What I said is also a fact.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It's only a fact that that's a feeling people have. This is a graph of the violent crime rate. It's not a fucking Rorschach. You can't infer anything you like from it. And sure, you can cherry pick recent upticks in some cities, but the overall trend across the country during the Obama presidency, and indeed for the last 25 years, is down. But Newt wasn't done.
The current view is that liberals have a whole set of statistics which theoretically may be right, but it's not where human beings are.
But what you're saying Mr. Speaker, because you're saying liberals use these numbers, they use this sort of magic math. This is the FBI statistics. They're not a liberal organization.
No,
they're a crime
organization.
What I
said is equally true. People feel more threatened.
Yes, they feel it, but the facts don't support it.
As a political candidate, I'll go with how people feel, and I'll let you go with the theoreticians.
Oh, boy.
That's interesting.
That's a very interesting take.
John, gotta say, weak job on the editing there, my man.
It was done on the fly. I try to
it's a long
turn it off.
It's a long story.
It's a long story. Yeah,
I get it. It's a long story.
Well, at least our good friends listening on the app got to hear the F word. So, hey, I gotta tell you. Speaking of the app, download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Astros hang on and win 6-5.
There you go. Oh,
got tight. They got tight, but they got it done. Luke Gregerson came in and got the save. I'm guessing it's because Giles has pitched a lot lately. So.
Yeah.
All right.
I should give credit where it's due. It's a good series for the Stros. I mean, to take 3 from the A's.
Yeah, and that's kind of what they need to be doing right now.
Is
they have to feast on these teams if they want to have any chance. And so we'll see how things play out tonight and see where they are tomorrow.
So you're down to 10 games left. I mean, when you look at the schedule, you've got 7 of your 10 are at home, and 7 of your 10 are against the Angels. It's set up for you to succeed.
It is.
Will they? I still don't think that this is a playoff team. But
even 7-3 might not be enough.
I don't think so either.
So
because then you're hoping that the teams ahead of you go 5-5.
Right. Which
and those teams are fighting for playoff spots too. They're not. And if they go 5-5, they don't deserve to make it anyway.
No, but somebody is going to. Somebody's going to fail here down the stretch.
Oh,
it happens
no doubt.
Every year. And it may be the Astros. I don't think it will be. I think they're going to continue to take care of business against these teams that they seem to always take care of a business. But, yeah, I kind of think the Jays are probably pretty safe. I think you're trying to beat out the Orioles and Tigers. I think those are the teams you're in. You know, the Mariners are still in it, too, but I kind of think you get three games with them, so if you take care of your business against them, you don't have to worry about that. So really, you should be monitoring the Tigers and the Orioles. That's my advice to Astros fan. You can put that in your notebook.
Factor opinion from Lamont. AJ was really not going to die when he blazed in Colorado. Man, at the time, I thought it was a fact.
Yeah.
You felt like you were going to blow up.
I felt like I was going to die. Now, today, I know that was an opinion, and it was a misguided opinion from like someone who was really, really, really super high.
Is there any one of us that hasn't been so high we thought we were going to die at some point?
That's the first time it's ever happened to
really?
Me.
Really? Oh, because I've been there.
At least high on weed.
Well,
I mean, listen, other stuff,
yeah.
It's often you feel like you might die.
Well, see, I only do weed, and there have been a couple times where I've, you know, theoretically smoked an awful lot of weed and had a couple edibles after I'd been drinking, and I thought that was going to be the end of me.
JT says, I feel I owe an apology after reading the article, only caught half the stat info before calling. I guess that's the guy who called about the Aggie stat,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
He owes you an apology, Fred. He's apologizing.
No, it's all right. That was a fact.
Listen, JT, you don't have to apologize. If everybody who called in was some dumbass call apologized, yeah. We wouldn't have time for a show.
Let's do our Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
Because it's a fact that was going to happen.
Yeah.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
No, I see what you were doing there. You were stalling so that I would not get the Gem of the Day in.
No.
And then it would not be a fact. And then you could say, you said it was a fact. It was only an opinion that there was going to be a Gem of the Day.
No, I didn't say that. I wanted you to deliver to the people.
Well, here we are, because I hope this isn't something that devolved into a shake that manatee video.
Oh, I hope not too.
But a man was trying to take a ride on a manatee. James Royal Massengale, Florida, of course, because where else are there manatees?
Else?
But James Royal Massengale Jr., 47.
He's in Kansas.
Are there?
Smaller population, but yeah, pretty sure.
I was thinking Montana.
It could be.
Where you can't get the app.
Never been to Montana. Don't know much about it.
Flown over it a few times.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I've been through there
never
once.
Never stopped?
I think I've been through there once, but I didn't actually stop.
Did you have a meal?
I did not.
I don't think you can. You can. It
doesn't count.
You visited.
Yeah, unless you've actually stopped, had a meal, conversed with people.
Yeah. Soaked in the environment.
Yeah. James Royal Massengale Jr., 47, apparently homeless. Remained in custody on a $25,000 bond, mostly for refusing to cooperate with sheriff's deputies. Apparently, he was in a small park around noon Friday when witnesses reported that a man in a creek was touching two adult manatees and their two calves. It's against the law to molest manatees. They're strong words here. The man reportedly declared, "I'm riding it." He denied being warned away from the protected marine mammal and became verbally combative. A short time later, he changed his stories and admitted he did talk, but wasn't going to stop until someone with a badge told him to.
Seems legit.
Why can't this be the guy who goes and tries to ride an alligator?
Alligator's more likely to kill you, I would think.
Well, I the way the story makes it sound, there's a little more going on there. So, regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So,
I love that jingle. That's a fact.
Most people love the jingle.
People who, like, actually have disdain for
kids
it.
Love the jingle. That's a fact. Everybody tells me their kid in the car loves the Gem of the Day jingle.
Kids do like that jingle. I didn't realize that was my target audience.
Now you
with
know
my singing, but apparently it is. I'm like a
you and the Wiggles.
I'm sort of like Hannah Montana.
No, you're like the Wiggles. Way. I think you're like the Wiggles.
I don't know what the Wiggles are.
Your kids never listen to the Wiggles?
No.
They're a bunch of Aussies who, well, John will play it at some point. You'll hear it.
My kids aren't allowed to watch that Australian filth.
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. So, all right.
That seems like not great.
No, it's not great. Believe me. My kids love that crap.
Doesn't seem like it's gym of the day material.
When my kids were little, they loved that crap. But
you know what I love, Fred? Allied Outdoor Solutions. You know why?
I knew that.
Because they can take something ugly, and I mean, even if it's just an opinion that it's ugly, and I, for a fact, they can make it look better. And for a fact, they can put carved stone down and give you that look and feel of real stone for way less money than actually tearing everything out and starting all over. That's a fact. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you with residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money as well. They've got several monthly payment options, including 0% financing for up to 18 months. It's no wonder that they're the 2015 Angie's List Super Service Award winner. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay and get the look and feel of real stone for less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom and see what they can do for your backyard, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Apples. Eat the melons, now there's nothing on your plate. Now we've had our fruit salad today. Oh, it's time to put the scraps away. Oh, wash the bowls and wash the spoon. Let's do it all again real soon. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
May I have everyone's attention?
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.